Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Polling begins for fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Voting is taking place for 96 parliamentary seats spread over 9 states and 1 union territory. Polling is also underway for assembly elections in Andhra Pradesh and Odisha. Campaigning also continues unabated for remaining phases of Lok Sabha polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to address 3 rallies in Bihar. 6 Indian wrestlers qualify for Paris Olympics. And in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru beat Delhi Capitals by 47 runs to keep their playoff hopes alive. And now the news in detail. Polling has begun for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Voting is taking place for 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and 1 union territory. These include 25 seats in Andhra Pradesh, 17 in Telangana, 13 in Uttar Pradesh, 11 in Maharashtra, 8 seats each in Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 in Bihar, 4 seats each in Jharkhand and Odisha, and 1 seat in Jammu and Kashmir. The voting, which began at 7 a.m., will end at 6 this evening. The Election Commission said polling time in certain assembly segments of 17 parliamentary constituencies of Telangana has been increased to enhance voter participation. Over 17.7 crore voters, including 8.97 crore male and 8.73 crore female voters, are eligible to cast their votes in this phase. A total of 1,717 candidates are in the fray for the fourth phase. The fates of several prominent candidates will be sealed in the EVMs in this phase. Union ministers and BJP leaders Giriraj Singh, Arjun Munda, G. Kishan Reddy, Ajay Kumar Mishra, JDU's Rajiv Ranjan Singh, Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party, Congress leader Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary, TMC's Mahua Moitra and Shatrughan Sinha, and Asaduddin Owaisi of AIMIM are among the prominent candidates in this fray. More from our correspondent.
Over 19 lakh polling officials have been deployed across 1,92,000 polling stations. As per Indian Meteorological Department forecast, the parliamentary constituencies going for polls in this phase are likely to experience normal to below normal temperatures and there will be no heat wave like condition in these areas. However, for the convenience of voters, the Election Commission has made meticulous arrangements at all polling stations. These include water, shed, toilets, ramps, volunteers, wheelchairs and electricity to ensure that every voter, including elderly and persons with disabilities, can cast their vote with ease. So far, in the last 3 phases, polling has concluded smoothly in 283 parliamentary constituencies and 20 states and union territories. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Andhra Pradesh, voting is taking place simultaneously for Lok Sabha and Assembly elections. Polling is underway for all 175 Assembly constituencies and 25 Lok Sabha seats of the state. As many as 454 candidates are in the fray for Lok Sabha and 2,387 for Assembly polls. Over 4 crore voters are eligible to cast their ballots. In Odisha, polling is taking place for 4 Lok Sabha and 28 Assembly seats today. The 4 Lok Sabha seats where voting is taking place are Kalahandi, Nabarangpur, Berhampur and Koraput. Odisha has a total of 147 Assembly seats. Among the Assembly segments, Dharamgarh constituency in Kalahandi district has the highest number of about 2,62,000 voters. Now we go over live to our correspondent, Sushil Chandra Tiwari in Lucknow for the latest update on polling in Uttar Pradesh. Sushil, how is polling progressing in your state?
Well, Anuja, polling is going on peacefully at all the constituencies which are in the fourth phase of elections in Uttar Pradesh. More than 26,588 polling booths have been racked up for this elections, and there is no news of any untoward incident from any polling booth or any area. People are very excited to cast their votes. We have reports that long queues of voters were seen at the polling stations at different places where the polling is underway. So overall, the polling is progressing peacefully. And if you talk about the equations of these elections, all the 13 seats are in the last elections. And let me add one more thing, that polling for the by-election on the Dadrol assembly seat, which falls in Shah Jahanpur district, is also underway. There is also polling going on peacefully. And all eyes are on Kannauj Lok Sabha seat, from where the Samajwadi Party chief Akhilesh Yadav is in play, and he is contesting against the incumbent MP Subrat Pathak, who won in 2019, defeating Akhilesh Yadav's wife Dimple Yadav. Another important seat is Khiri, from where the Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Ajay Mishra Teni is contesting. Many times the opposition has raked up the Tikunia Khand in the Khiri Lok Sabha constituency. That's why it has become very important this time also. Okay. Another important seat is Unnao, from where Sakshi Maharaj from BJP is trying to make hat-trick her time. And also Anu Tandon is contesting from this seat on Samajwadi Party and Congress Alliance.
Thank you. Thank you, Sushil, for that update. And now we have our correspondent, C. Prarthana, live from Mumbai. Prarthana, please tell us about the situation on ground and also about the arrangements made by the Election Commission.
Yes, Anuja. So the polling stations, there are 23,284 polling stations in the 11 constituencies. Around 2.28 lakh voters in the state are eligible for voting for the fourth phase. Speaking about the preparations by the Election Commission, the Election Commission has set up several special polling booths. These are polling booths for women, youth, physically challenged voters. Webcasting has also been arranged for sensitive polling stations. The administration has made adequate arrangements for drinking water, ramps for Divyang voters, medicines, etc. have also been provided at each polling station. Adequate security arrangements have been made so that no untoward incident takes place. The Election Commission has also made several efforts to increase the voting percentage in the state, which has been quite low for some time in the last few phases. Yes, Anuja.
Thank you, Prarthana, for that update. And now we go over to our correspondent, MS Lakshmi, who is in Secunderabad. Lakshmi, what latest update you have for our listeners?
Anuja, the polling in Telangana state took off smoothly in all places. We are receiving reports that polling began without much technical issues and already voters forming up queues before the polling stations. And right now at the polling station number 90 in Khairatabad segment of the Secunderabad Parliament constituency, there are three polling stations at this location. The list of all 45 candidates who are in the contest along with their photo are displayed. Most of the surrounding areas are residential areas, and morning workers are also seen joining the queues, while some are coming along with their family members. Most of them are carrying voter slips, which the poll authorities have distributed. Some are carrying photo identity cards like Aadhaar and driving licenses. Due to light showers last night, a pleasant atmosphere prevailed in the constituency. Though it is too early to predict percentages, one can hope for improvement in voter turnout due to intense awareness campaign this time in Secunderabad. Anuja.
Thank you. Thank you, Lakshmi, for that update. And now we have our correspondent Allu Murali from Vijayawada for the latest update on polling in Andhra Pradesh. Murali, please tell us about prominent candidates in today's polling.
Yes, the polling process for all the 175 assembly constituencies and 25 Lok Sabha constituencies in Andhra Pradesh has begun this morning. Coming to prominent candidates, YS Congress Party Chief and the Chief Minister YS Jagan Mohan Reddy is contesting from Pulivendula Assembly seat. TDP National President and Leader of Opposition Nara Chandrababu Naidu is contesting from Kuppam Assembly seat. Janasena Party Chief K. Pawan Kalyan is contesting from Pitapuram Assembly seat. AP BJP Chief Dagupati Purandeswari is contesting from Rajamahindravaram Lok Sabha seat. YS Sharmila Reddy, AP Congress Chief, is contesting from Kadapa Lok Sabha seat. Nara Lokesh, TDP National General Secretary and son of TDP Chief Nara Chandrababu Naidu, is contesting from Mangalgiri Assembly constituency.
Thank you, Murali, for that update. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7 and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to the morning news on Akashwani. Campaigning also continued unabated for remaining phases of Lok Sabha polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address three back-to-back election rallies in Bihar today. Mr. Modi will attend his first public meeting in Hajipur in support of the LJP Ram Vilas chief Chirag Pasman, who is contesting this traditional seat of his father, late Ram Vilas Pasman. RJD has fielded former State Minister Shiv Chandra Ram from Hajipur seat. Mr. Modi will address two more public meetings in Muzaffarpur and Chhapra in support of NDA candidates this afternoon. He is also scheduled to visit Takht Sri Harmandir Sahib, the birthplace of 10th Sikh Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj, in Patna this morning. The Prime Minister reached Patna yesterday on a two-day visit to Bihar. In Uttar Pradesh, many star campaigners will hold rallies for their party candidates, but all eyes will be on Varanasi, where Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is scheduled to hold a mega roadshow this evening. More from our correspondent.
This will be the fifth time when senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will be leading a mega roadshow among the voters of his constituency in Varanasi. Approximately 5 kilometer long roadshow is scheduled to start at 4 p.m. today evening. In this roadshow, a picture of a miniature India will be seen, in which players will also be present along with the people wearing local costumes of different states. Narendra Modi will stay in Varanasi today and will file his nomination tomorrow. On the other hand, former Congress President Rahul Gandhi will campaign in Raebareli along with her sister and Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
On to sports. At Paris Olympics 2024, India will have 6 wrestlers in its contingent, with 5 quotas coming through women. Aman Sehrawat and Nisha Dahia took India's number of quotas to 6 at the World Olympic Wrestling Qualifiers in Istanbul, Turkey. Earlier, Vinesh Phogat in the 50 kg category, Antim Panghal in 53 kg, Anshu Malik in 57 kg, and Ritika Huda in 76 kg category had already qualified for Paris Games at different qualifying events. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB defeated Delhi Capitals by 47 runs at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru to keep their playoff hopes alive. In another match, Chennai Super Kings clinched a 5-wicket win over Rajasthan Royals in a low-scoring thriller to brighten their IPL playoffs qualification chances in Chennai yesterday evening. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shefali Singh.
Thank you, Anuja. With phase 4 voting today, Indian elections touch halfway, states the Pioneer. The Tribune writes, first Lok Sabha poll in Kashmir after revocation of Article 370 amid multi-layered security. India to ink 10-year Chabahar Port Pact with Tehran today, reports the Economic Times. The paper adds, will help counter Pakistan's Gwadar port, provide alternative to China's BRI. La Nina effect may lead to above normal rains and colder winters in subcontinent, notes Hindustan Times. Ready with the organizational structure for the creation of integrated theatre commands, the armed forces are looking at the appointment of a vice chief and a deputy chief of defence staff, notes the Indian Express. And finally, the Times of India writes about a unique hockey fest, an inter-family tournament started 27 years ago, which today is a big-budget sporting carnival attracting Olympians, NRIs and even the odd kindergartner, giving Coorg a Guinness fame. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Shefali. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Polling begins for fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Voting is taking place for 96 parliamentary seats spread over 9 states and 1 union territory. Polling is also underway for assembly elections in Andhra Pradesh and Odisha. Campaigning also continues unabated for remaining phases of Lok Sabha polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to address 3 rallies in Bihar. 6 Indian wrestlers qualify for Paris Olympics. And in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru beat Delhi Capitals by 47 runs to keep their playoff hopes alive. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.